but I need 5 minutes to tell you what a bad idea Deontay Johnson is. And I'm right there with you, by the way. I don't think it's a great idea, but here he is.
And it's not like he played good football last year.
No. Why do they think that, like, they're the team to get him headed in the right direction?
With no clarity at quarterback.
Absolute cancer to the locker room.
Oh,
every locker room he's been in. He flat out refused to go in the game in Baltimore. He's like, no, I don't want to play. It's like, what? That's not an option. You don't get to have that option.
93.7, 92.3. One of those is Pittsburgh, one of those is Cleveland. Which one's that? That's the fan in Cleveland.
92.3 is Cleveland.
Okay. Yeah. I believe that's 92.3, the fan in Cleveland. On Deontay Johnson, who was caught on with the Browns. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. We're on YouTube. You can catch us there. Yeah. Maybe you didn't know we were there until yesterday.
Yeah.
Here we are.
You can watch.
Yes.
Very quickly, I was just, Sam Panayiotovich, who comes on with Show Up on the Bulldog on Fridays, he was just texting me about Offensive Rookie of the Year odds.
Okay.
And we were just talking about rookies in the break. He loves Omarion Hampton at 16-1 to be the Offensive Rookie of the Year. We were just talking about Luther Burden, though. He is plus 5,000. This is not something we could bet on in New York State, by the way. But I'm looking at Twitter right now, and I got Ben Johnson talking about how the ball tends to find his slot receiver, and that was Amon-Ra St. Brown in Detroit, and now Luther Burden is there, and he ran 88% of his routes out of the slot. I mean, if I could bet Offensive Rookie of the Year, I would be looking at Burden, especially given that he's behind, like, he's the same odds as Jalen Milroe.
Where did Milroe go?
Seattle.
Okay, that's right.
He's not even going to play. Probably.
803-0550 draft is in the books. Some of the draft reaction. What's the story out there? Other than, I mean, Travis Hunter, the first press conference they had there in Jacksonville was all about his spot as receiver.
Yeah.
And what else?
I saw complaints yesterday about was it Dan Orlovsky, somebody on ESPN, that they are not paying. No, it was Peter Schreger. They're not paying enough attention to Cam Ward. That he's the most under-talked about first overall quarterback in a draft that he can remember. And there's one reason for that. It's that Shedeur Sanders took over this draft.
Yeah.
Took it over. And I don't know if that's good or that's bad. I don't think... I'm not really that interested in him. He's Deion's kid. Okay. He was a fine prospect. He's got an ego. He went in the fifth round. Whatever. If he starts for Cleveland, like, whatever, it'll be interesting to watch. But
the Browns are signing up for an awful lot of attention.
But isn't it crazy? I mean, it's not, because it is Deion's kid and all that comes with it. There's a reason for it. But he got 20 times the coverage that the quarterback that went first overall did.
Yeah,
and I don't remember ever seeing that.
Quick question for you.
Hmm.
Looking at a mock draft for 2026 at The Athletic.
Oh, geez.
From Dane Brugler.
Oh,
first,
no.
The fun question. We'll get back some phone calls. First, the fun question.
Just, God.
Who picks first?
First overall?
Yep.
Oh, because he's not just... Okay, good. He's not going with, like, last year's order?
No.
He's got the Steelers would be fun. It's not Pittsburgh.
Saints,
that makes sense.
The Bills, where do they pick?
32nd.
30th.
Again?
Yes, they lose to...
Wait.
This is good.
No, it isn't. That's not good. Who's 31st?
Because you see a draft order, you can see, like, all right, how'd it go? The Bills pick 30th, and they... So if that would happen, who'd they lose to in the AFC Championship game?
Kansas City.
Baltimore.
Okay. Well, at least that's new.
Baltimore. And the Eagles win again. He put the Eagles at 32. What do the Bills take?
Dare I say it? They take a running back.
Safety.
Running back wasn't what I was thinking. Safety?
Safety.
Okay.
Alex in Rochester. Go ahead, Alex. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. So, yeah, you guys handled yourselves great yesterday. I like Bean, but I got to say, that was unprofessional and condescending. His response in the chair that he sits in should be, we're trying to get better at every position, you know, wide receiver, you know, that should be the response. So for him to come at you guys like that, I thought was unprofessional and condescending. And I also got to say that, like, we have to remember that the ways in which we lost against the Chiefs, which is really all the season comes down to, all the talk in the preseason, during the season, it's all going to come down to, at least we tend to believe, right, a game against the Chiefs or a moment against the Chiefs. And we've had the ball in those situations. I'm sure you guys have talked about this. I'm one of those listeners that kind of takes the offseason. I don't listen every morning in the offseason to you guys, but during the season, I listen every single day. And I just think it's incredibly, off-putting the way that Brandon Bean handled that. So I think he should give you guys a private apology. I say no to a public apology because it's got to be good for your show. I could barely get on this morning. It was busy the whole time. Like, your exposure, like, all press is good press. So congratulations, you guys are getting some spotlight on you. But I think Bean was unprofessional and condescending.
Thanks, Alex. I don't need an apology.
For me, it was just the fantasy part of it. That was most of it for me. It's just the fantasy part of it. As if your opinion is just rooted in you play fantasy football. It's the only reason you could possibly think that this team needs a wide receiver. That's it.
Right.
He did. And I think there are tons and tons of good points, a lot that you made about why you would do it. That aren't, I just want guys to put up, 1,000-yard seasons numbers.
I'm at spot track for why I would do it.
Right.
He did, of course, talk about the receiving weapons and say you got to include Kincaid. It was a different revisiting of think of him like a wide receiver and compared him to Kittle and Kelce.
Yeah.
Or at least said those names as weapons in those offenses. Today, Kittle gets a big contract extension. We've said this a few times. This is a massive season to decide if Dalton Kincaid gets the fifth-year option picked up. He has to be good enough to...
Way better than last year.
Yeah, I think right? So.
And way more efficient.
Yep.
More volume. Him and the quarterback got to be on the same page. There was a number about... I don't have it off the top of my head, but there was something about uncatchable targets that he led the league for tight ends and uncatchable targets. And that might sound like a quarterback stat, but whatever. It's just, to me, those two being on the same page. And then, again, figuring out what he is. Where is he this matchup nightmare?
Yeah,
is he the matchup nightmare when he's going up against linebackers? And are you even able to get him covered by linebackers? Is he a matchup nightmare for smaller nickel corners? I mean, I don't know. If he had his rookie season again, would they pick up the fifth-year option?
Maybe. That's 73 catches.
73 catches, just under 700 yards. Like, would that be enough for them to do it?
That's definitely not Travis Kelce, George Kittle caliber tight end production.
No, right.
Which gets to, we have to kind of decide, each of you out there has to decide what you're going to do. Is it the individuals or is it the sum of the parts? Is it Bean drafted Kincaid and he wasn't good enough or his numbers aren't good enough? Or is it he's part of an offense that scored the most points in football? Because right. I'm inclined to think that the second one is actually the better measure. When Bean says we scored 30 per game, I think that is right. And I was skeptical about your offense's ability to work. Then you brought in Amari Cooper and it kind of righted itself. The timing worked out. In his postseason presser, he said he said Cooper's arrival added 7 points per game to their production.
Yeah.
Which is, again, like this whole conversation where every headline out there that aggregated was like, Bean gets testy with criticism of his draft. He hadn't even heard criticism of his draft. He just heard he was about to get us asking, hey, this position, of course, maybe he doesn't undervalue it. He's traded for it twice at the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
They just haven't invested a lot of draft capital in it in the later rounds. They're not really throwing it there that often. I guess that's not even true. I'm like, whatever.
The point about like being number one in scoring, I mean, that's where it's like, what's the point of talking about anybody on the offense that was underwhelming or let them down? Okay, like, come at me with, all right, Dalton Kincaid needs to be better this year and we plan on him being better. Can I just say to that, who cares? Doesn't matter. He was bad. He wasn't good last year, and you were number one in the league in points. Why do you care if Dalton Kincaid's better this year? Why do you care if Curtis Samuel stays healthy?
Yeah,
He was not healthy last year. You were number one in points. It's just it's too generic a conversation. The league goes through ebbs and flows, and I'm not saying that it'll go all the way back next year to the Bills are airing it out five wide receivers wide, but we've seen them before our eyes. They build a pass-heavy offense that had weapons all over the place and were one of the best offenses in football. And then the league started to shift and defenses played you different and you did something different. Well, last year, what did defenses start doing to the Bills? They bailed on the too high safety shell and they still found a way to score. But those defenses are, if you stay stagnant, they're all going to go into the lab over the course of the offseason. They're going to try to find ways that work better against what you have than what they did last year. Just like what happened to them the first time, and then the Bills shifted, like the league did.
Yep.
So there will be more little shifts along the way, and I thought one of those little shifts would be getting somebody that can stretch the field a little bit, force those defenses to go back into the too high safety shell that they weren't playing you at last year.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. One other thing I was going to mention, I forget what it was, we'll get to it. Hey, the schedule comes out in 16 days.
Yes.
2 weeks from Thursday schedule, mm-hmm. which means international games are usually the days before that. So we're probably 2 weeks away from getting those. You know, they do like Good Morning America is going to announce who's on this and who's this and the NFL opening game of the season in Philadelphia and all that. So we'll keep taking your phone calls. If you're on with us, we'll get to you. Happy to have you. Thanks, everybody, for calling in and, you know, being passionate. We welcome it on the phones, whether it's a GM or it's a caller. You call and be passionate. We like to do the same and, you know, hang out.
We also have your ticket to 8 amazing golf experiences. I don't think either of us are golfing today.
No, we did have an amazing golf experience, the four of us, at Diamond Hawk, which is on the list of WGR VIP golf experiences with this VIP golf card.
It's a beautiful course. And it was a little bit rainy at the beginning of the day, and we went on there, and the course was completely fine.
Yes.
Like, dry all the way around.
Memories were made, gentlemen.
Oh, we got to talk about the shot Josh had at some point. So for the low price of $129, you get Diamond Hawk, you get Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course, Bobolink's Golf Course, Golf Dojo as well. If it's a rainy day, you want to hit up the simulator. Your WGR VIP golf card will also hook you up with a free box of Vero X1 golf balls from Encore, and you get deals from Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. So, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope, which is great. Get all the details. Purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at getmyperks.com.